praises of the chosen one. Praises of the chosen
Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind.
Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind.
A guiding light forever in our hearts and mind.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. Abundance of peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram, Nuri Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhim uridwan. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Once again, we thank our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal. And for this moment and day, for once again, we have gathered to recite the praises of the most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, dear viewers, it is our program in which we recite the praises of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form of naats, nasheeds, and various other kalams, alhamdulillah, praising the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the awliya-i kamileen, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is a program where hearts unite and subhanallah, the tongues all, of course, move in one way, and that is to praise and recite the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, when the entire world was covered with darkness, when the world was drowning in darkness, it was one name, subhanallah, that removed this darkness, and that is the name of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So, we all need to attain the closeness and proximity of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the numerous ahadith that mentions about attaining closeness of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are various other ways that we can attain his proximity and closeness. And one way is by reciting durood and salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a beautiful hadith. أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the closest person to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited the most amount of durood and salawat upon me. Subhanallah. So we attain his closeness by reciting kalams, naats, and his praises, as well as by reciting durood and salawat. Subhanallah. It is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran Pak as well, that we should send durood and salawat upon Rasul Ikram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, azza wa jalla, before we go towards our Naveed Bhai, mashallah, as well as our Mulana Abdul Qadir Sahib, who are with us right now, who will be reciting kalams, inshallah. Please stay tuned and locked with Madini channel. Enjoy this beautiful session, dear viewers. Let's commence by reciting durood, and it's my humble and earnest appeal to the viewers to also partake in the recitation of durood and salawat, inshallah.
Salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala muhammadin, salli ala shafi'ina, salli ala shafi'ina, salli ala salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala muhammadin. Wo jo na the to kuch na tha, wo jo na ho to kuch na ho, जान है वो जहान की, जान है वो जहान की, जान है तो जहान है। सल्ले अला नबीना, सल्ले अला मुहम्मदिन,
صلی علی شفیعنا صلی علی محمد عرش کی عقل دنگ ہے چرخ پہ آسمان ہے عرش کی عقل دنگ ہے چرخ پہ آسمان ہے جانِ مراد اب کدھر جانِ مراد اب کدھر ہائے تیرا مکان ہے صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد صلی علی شفیعنا صلی علی محمد
خوف نہ رکھ رضا ذرا تو تو ہے عبد مصطفیٰ خوف نہ رکھ رضا ذرا تو تو ہے عبد مصطفیٰ تیرے لیے امان ہے
ہم بھی مدینے جائیں گے آقا ہمیں بلائیں گے ہم بھی مدینے جائیں گے آقا ہمیں بلائیں گے مرشد کے ساتھ جائیں مرشد کے ساتھ جائیں گے آج نہیں تو کل سہی
پڑھیے صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد صلی علی شفیعنا صلی علی محمد
دیکھا جو ہر کو بانٹتے میں نے بھی بڑے کے شوق سے دیکھا جو ہر کو بانٹتے میں نے بھی بڑے کے شوق سے دستِ عطا کے سامنے دستِ عطا کے سامنے دستِ طلب بڑھا دیا صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد صلی علی شفیعنا صلی علی محمد عرش پہ تاز چھیڑ چھاڑ فرش پہ طرفہ دھوم دھام کان جدھر لگائیے کان جدھر لگائیے تیری ہی داستان ہے صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد صلی علی شفیعنا
صلی علی محمد.
اب تو نہ رو غنی، عادت سگ بگڑ گئی، میرے کریم پہلے ہی لقمہ تر کھیلا ہے، کیوں
صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد صلی علی شفیعنا صلی علی محمد صلی علی شفیعنا صلی علی محمد.
بار نہ تھے حبیب پر پالتے ہی غریب کو، بار نہ تھے حبیب کو پالتے ہی غریب کو، روئے جو اب نصیب کو، روئے جو اب نصیب کو، چین کہو گواہ کیوں صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد صلی علی شفیعنا صلی علی محمد. جان ہے عشق مصطفیٰ روز فضو کرے خدا، جان ہے عشق مصطفیٰ روز فضو کرے خدا، جس کو ہو درد کا مزہ، جس کو ہو درد کا مزہ، ناز دوا
صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد صلی علی شفیعنا صلی علی محمد.
Shower upon us blessings like rain. We want to die in your domain. Shower upon us blessings like rain. We want to die in your domain. Ya Mustafa, please call us again. Oh Mustafa, please call us again. Ya Mustafa, please call us again. If not today, then maybe someday. Padhiye salli ala nabiyyina salli ala muhammadin salli ala shafi'ina salli ala muhammadin.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. الحمدللہ رب العالمین. ماشاءاللہ, this was the kalam in which we recited درود and salawat upon رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, and he is the leader, he is the master. Subhanallah, you can never ever find peace and sukoon in chasing the world, but yes, dear viewers, go and follow the one who has been sent as mercy onto this world. Follow the one who has been sent as rahmah and mercy onto mankind. and you shall see a difference in your life, inshallah. So chale Naveed bhai, aap zara Kaabe ke hawale se kuch kalam sunaye inshallah, because glancing at the holy Kaaba is a dream of every believer. Har aashiq, har musalman Kaabe ko dekhna chahta hai, apni aankhon se dekhna chahta hai. This is his desire and his wish to see the holy Kaaba, to witness the beauty of the holy Kaaba. To chale inshallah Naveed bhai se koi kalam sunte hain inshallah is hawale se, aur phir is program ka aagaaz mazid aage badhate hain. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Kaabe ki ronak, Kaabe ka manzar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Kaabe ki ronak, Kaabe ka manzar, Kaabe ki ronak, Kaabe ka manzar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu Allah, Allah Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Hairat se khud ko kabhi dekhta hu, hairat se khud ko kabhi dekhta hu, aur dekhta hu kabhi main haram ko, laaya Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu Allah, Allah Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Hamde khuda se dar hai zabane, kaanon mein ras golti hai azane, hamde khuda se dar hai zabane, kaanon mein ras golti hai azane, bas ek sada aa rahi hai barabar, bas ek sada aa rahi hai barabar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu Allah, Allah Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar.
Tere haram ki kya baat maula, tere haram ki kya baat maula, tere karam ki kya baat maula, la umr likh de aana muqaddar, la umr likh de aana muqaddar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Aur yaad gayi jab apni khataaye, yaad gayi jab apni khataaye, ashkon mein dhalne lagi iltijaaye, yaad gayi jab apni بتائے اشکوں میں ڈلنے لگی التجائے رویا غلافِ کعبہ پکڑ کر رویا غلافِ کعبہ پکڑ کر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ 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 اکبر اللہ اکبر اور جس پر نبی کے قدم کو سجایا جس پر نبی کے قدم کو سجایا اپنی نشانی کہہ کر بتایا محفوظ رکھا رب نے وہ پتھر محفوظ رکھا رب نے وہ پتھر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اور مانگی ہے میں نے جتنی دعائیں مانگی ہے میں نے جتنی دعائیں منظور ہوگی مقبول ہوگی کیونکہ میزاب رحمت ہے میرے سر پر میزاب رحمت ہے میرے سر پر اللہ اکبر اللہ 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 اکبر اللہ اکبر اور مولا سبھی اور کیا چاہتا ہے مولا سبھی اور کیا چاہتا ہے بس مغفرت کی عطا چاہتا ہے بخشش کے طالب پہ اپنا کرم کر بخشش کے طالب پہ اپنا کرم کر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ 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 اکبر اللہ 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 اکبر اللہ اکبر
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر سبحان اللہ I would say as our Naveed bhai was reciting this kalam I was actually imagining when I witnessed the beauty of the Holy Kaaba for the first time in my life the emotions that went through my heart my mind my body my soul Allahu Akbar and each and every believer when he's there and when he sees the Kaaba for the very first time ever is something that you never imagined by seeing pictures by seeing it on screen and seeing the same Kaaba in reality Allahu Akbar dear viewers of Madani channel the poet says Kaabe ki ronak Kaabe ka manzar Kaabe ki ronak he speaks about the beauty the glory the brightness the glow of the holy Kaaba ronak Kaabe ka jo manzar hai something that gives you life you know when you glance at the holy Kaaba it's as if life has come into your body wow wonders is this the holy Kaaba that people would make tawaf of subhanallah this is the Kaaba that was built by Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail alayhi salam Subhanallah. The poet says, Kaabe ki ronak, Kaabe ka manzar. And thereafter, what else can you say? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. Dekhun to dekhe jaun barabar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He says, whenever I gaze, I keep gazing endlessly. Whenever I would see the Holy Kaaba, my eyes would not stop looking at the Holy Kaaba. And then he says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Hamde khuda se tar hai zabane, kaano mein ras ghulti hai azane, bas ik sada a rahi hai barabar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Tongues are moist with the zikr and the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kaano mein ras ghulti hai azane, and subhanallah, when you would hear the beautiful adhan of Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara, the call to prayers pour sweetness into the ears. Bas ik sada a rahi hai barabar. Wherever you go, only one voice echoes again and again and again. What is it? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. My brothers in Islam, what a beautiful kalam, subhanallah. Dear viewers, the poet has composed and written, subhanallah. There are so many kalams about the Holy Kaaba, and I'm just trying to recall those ash'ar, subhanallah, that really has touched my heart as well. May Allah Kareem grant us the opportunity to perform our hajj as well. May we be blessed with this great opportunity of being there one day, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah, now you turn towards our Mulana Abdul Qadir Sahib, inshallah, to recite for us a kalam, a na'at of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the program called Praises of the Chosen One. And yes, you have been chosen to watch and listen to this program as well, dear viewers. This is Mulana Abdul Qadir Sahib reciting another kalam, inshallah.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa sallam alayka ya Habiballah. Anbiya mein sab se aala Murshidi Ahmad Raza farma chuke Haji o aao shahnshah ka rauza dekho Kaaba to dekh chuke Kaabe ka Kaaba dekho Murshidi Ahmad Raza Azmat-e عظمت افلاک قندیل زمین رونق عرش معلا آپ ہے انبیاء میں سب سے اعلی آپ ہے یا رسول اللہ کہا تھا مرتے دم یا رسول اللہ کہا تھا مرتے دم قبر میں پہنچا تو دیکھا آپ ہے قبر میں پہنچا دیکھا آپ ہے انبیاء میں سب سے اعلیٰ آپ ہے جا کے خالی گھر میں ان کو کر سلام جا کے خالی گھر میں ان کو کر سلام کیونکہ ہر گھر کا اجالا آپ ہے کیونکہ ہر گھر کا اجالا آپ ہے انبیاء میں سب سے اعلیٰ آپ ہے ہے مدار بدر بس اس جزم پر ہے مدار بدر بس اس جزم پر میرے آقا میرے مولا آپ ہے میں ہوں منگتا میرے داتا آپ ہے انبیاء میں سب سے اعلیٰ آپ ہے
کیا بات ہے مدینے کی سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ امیزنگ مولانا صاحب سبحان اللہ دس کلام ہیز بین کمپوزڈ بائی اے گریٹ اسکالر ان اسلام سبحان اللہ حضرت علامہ مولانا عبد القادر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سبحان اللہ who needs no introduction many of his kalams are also recited on Madini channel and on various platforms mashallah he is also the uncle of Mulana Abdul Qadir sahib kya baat hai Madine ki subhanallah anbiya mein sabse ala aap hain this is our aqeedah and subhanallah this is something that needs no introduction dear viewers amongst the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amongst the blessed prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah has given them great high ranks But amongst all of them, the highest and the loftiest position has been granted to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is our aqeedah. Anbiya mein sabse aala aap hain, sabse bartar, sabse bala aap hain. You are the greatest, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you have been granted the loftiest position amongst all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Then he says, Murshidi Ahmad Raza farma chuke. Yes, he is our guide. Murshidi Ahmad Raza, my guide Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has already declared what? Sayyidi Ka'beka Ka'ba Aaphe, oh my master, that you are the Qibla of the Kaaba itself, subhanallah. You are the Qibla of the Kaaba itself. Yani, this is the importance and this is the speciality and the greatness of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah kaha tha marte dam. Qabr mein pahuncha to dekha aap hai. He says, I called out, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst breathing my last. Yani, on my deathbed, I called out for you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was when I was taking and counting my last breaths. But when I went into the grave, when I entered the qabr, I see you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the help and the aid of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will come in the grave of every devotee, subhanallah, of every Muslim. And as we know, the hadith, the narrations that mentioned, subhanallah, that we will be questioned. Three questions, and amongst those three questions, one question will be, مَا كُنْتَ تَقُولُ فِي هَذَا الرَّجُلُ Some narrations mention fi haqqi hadha ar-rajul. Some narrations only mention fi hadha ar-rajul. And what was your tone? What was your kalam? What was your speech? What was your talks about this personality, subhanallah? And that is none other than the beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, he is everywhere. His nur, his light, his radiance, his presence is felt. It is there, dear viewers. That's the poet says, subhanallah. Ja ke khali ghar mein unko kar salam. Kyun ke har ghar ka ujala aap hain. Allahu Akbar. He says, even when you enter in an empty home, right? Subhanallah. He says, send salams upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when you enter a vacant home or an empty home. Whether people are there or no one is living in that home. Whenever you enter the house, you should first say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And then you should recite the dua for entering, or you should recite Durood-e Pak. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah. Thereafter, you can recite the dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra al-mawlaji wa khayra al-makhraji. Bismillahi walajna wa bismillahi kharajna wa ala Allahi rabbina tawakkalna. And subhanallah, if you want more blessings, it is stated that you should recite 3 times Surah Ikhlas Sharif. One companion mentioned about his poverty in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, send durood upon me whenever you enter your home. Subhanallah. And he gave him this invocation to recite, that this is what you need to recite when you enter your home, whenever you enter your home. It is stated that that person who took this recipe and left, it was just a few days later that he returned and said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah Kareem has removed my poverty through the blessings of reciting durood and salawat upon you, subhanallah. Thus, Allama Badul Qadir Sahib says, Ja ke khali ghar mein unko kar salam. When you enter an empty home, a vacant home, recite durood and salams upon him. Why? Kyunke har ghar ka ujala aap hai, for you are the light and the noor and the radiant of every home. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki? And the closing couplet, he says, Hey Badre Badr bas, is jazb par, mere aqa, mere maula, aap hain. Subhanallah, he says, Badr, yani this is his name, subhanallah. Badr has pinned all his hopes. Yani, Badr has his hope pinned on this fact, on this reality. I have pinned my hope upon this reality, ki mere aqa, mere maula, aap hain, that you are my aqa, you are my master, as well as my helper. Subhanallah. I have ummid and hope upon this one fact, that you are my boss, you are my aqa, you are my master, and you are my helper. Subhanallah. For he is the one who removes the difficulties. Allah Kareem has granted him all of these abilities. He is our beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, what a beautiful kalam. Shukran Mawlana Sahib. Just so amazing. Subhanallah. Let's move on to another kalam, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم
زائر کوئے جنا آہستہ چل زائر کوئے جنا آہستہ چل زائر چل دیکھ آیا ہے کہاں آہستہ چل دیکھ آیا ہے کہاں آہستہ چل جیسے جی چاہے جہاں گھوم پھر جیسے جی چاہے آہستہ چل یہ مدینہ ہے یہاں آہستہ چل حرم کی زمین اور قدم رکھ کے چلنا ارے سر کا موقع ہے او جانے والے جیسے جی چاہے جہاں میں گھوم پھر یہ مدینہ ہے یہاں آہستہ چل یہ مدینہ ہے یہاں
آہستہ چل حاضری میں ہے ملک 70,000 حاضری میں ہے ملک 70,000 قدسیوں کے درمیاں آہستہ چل قدسیوں کے درمیاں آہستہ چل یہ مدینہ ہے یہاں آہستہ چل
بارگاہ ناز میں آہستہ بول بارگاہ ناز میں آہستہ بول ہو نہ سب کچھ رائے گا آہستہ چل ہو نہ سب کچھ رائے گا
آہستہ چل یہ مدینہ ہے یہاں آہستہ چل نقش پائے پائے سرور کونین کی ہر طرف ہے کہکشاں آہستہ چل ہر طرف ہے کہکشاں آہستہ چل یہ مدینہ ہے یہاں چل
در پہ آیا ہوں بڑی مدت کے بعد در پہ آیا ہوں بڑی مدت کے بعد اے میری عمر آہستہ چل اے میری عمر آہستہ چل یہ مدینہ ہے یہاں آہستہ چل جالیوں کے سامنے جلدی نہ کر جالیوں کے سامنے جلدی چل وہ ہے نازش مہرباں آہستہ چل یہ مدینہ ہے یہاں آہستہ
چل سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ ان دس کلام دا پوئٹ ماشاء اللہ گیوز اس سم گائیڈ لائنز آف ہاؤ ٹو پریزنٹ یور سیلف ان دا سٹی آف مدینہ الرسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بھائی آپ دیکھیں نا آپ دنیا میں جہاں جائیں یہ اصول دنیا کا سے قانون سے اصول سے رول دیٹ ایوری کنٹری ہیز اٹس رولز اینڈ ریگولیشنز ود ریگارڈز ٹو آپ پارلیمنٹ میں ہوں گے تو آپ کو کس طرح بیٹھنا ہوگا ایوری کنگ ہیز ہز رولز اینڈ ریگولیشنز آپ جب بادشاہ سلامت کے بارگاہ میں جائیں گے تو کس طرح سے پیش آنا حضور پاک کے بارگاہ میں جانے کے لیے کسی انسان نے رولز نہیں بنائے بلکہ خدا نے خود بنایا جی ہاں دیز رولز آر سیٹ بائی اللہ دے آر میڈ بائی اللہ کہ یہاں آنا ہے تو یوں آنا ہے یہاں بولنا ہے تو یوں بولنا ہے No man-made rules. That is why we see that kings came and have left. Unke saath unke rules bhi chale gaye. Lekin ye aisa rule hai ki this rule is followed by insan, by angels, by jinns and every creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This rule will remain until the day of judgment. However, the poet in the light of those rules have mentioned, giving us the adab and respect of Bargah-e Risalat. Zaire kue jina, ahista chal. Allahu Akbar. Zaire, of course, is about speaking about the visitors. It means the visitors. kuwe jina of the lane of paradise, those who are walking on the path of Jannah. He says, ahista, slowly, walk slowly. Walk slowly. Why? Dekh aaya hai kaha, ahista chal, reflect and ponder over where you have come. Walk slowly. Subhanallah. As Mawlana Sahib also added a share of Ala Hadrat Haram ki zami aur qadam rakke chalna, the land of Makkatul Mukarram, Madinatul Munawwara, and should I walk with my legs? Are sar ka mauka hai o jaane wale. Bhaiyan, this is the place where you should go headlong, not walking on your feet, subhanallah. So you are walking on the lane of paradise. Just imagine you walking from Mimbari Rasul to Rozai Anwar of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is Jannati Tukra, a portion of paradise. So you are in the lane of Jannah. Ahista chal. Watch where you are walking. He says, Jaise ji chahe jahan mein ghum phir. My brother, roam wherever you wish in the world as you please, as you want. You can walk the way you want, you can run, you can jump, you can walk as you wish. Par ye Madina hai yaha, aista chal. Ponder and reflect where you have come. This is Madina. Here, you can't walk like you walk in your own city, in your own town, in your own home. Here, you should be humbled. Here, you should respect the dust and every grandeur of Madinatul Munawwara, for it is connected with the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Great awliya, great mashayikh have taught us adab and respect. We would not want to go into that discussion. But subhanallah, they are such friends of Allah azza wa jalla, such lovers and devotees of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they would not even answer the call of nature in the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were others who would not even ride horses. They would feel shy to ride a horse like Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Subhanallah, Imam Malik rahmatullahi ali had mentioned this when Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala ali asked him, or when he gifted him some horses, subhanallah, some fine and magnificent horses, upon which he said, I give this to you. I feel shy actually to ride a horse. Who says this? Imam Malik says, for I do not want to ride a horse, for the hooves of the horse would run and jump on the ground beneath which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting. Or this could be the passage and the way from which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had once walked by. Thus I feel shy to ride a horse in the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is just pure love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So every couplet of this kalam is just so amazing. He says, Hazri mein hai malak 70,000. Hazri mein hai malak 70,000 qudsiyo ke darmiyan. Ahista chal. You know the narration of 70,000 angels in the morning and 70,000 angels in the afternoon. 70,000 subh mein, 70,000 sham. Huh? Subhanallah. Allah Hazrat also spoke about this. So these angels, once they come and they present their salams in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would never come again until the day of Qiyamah. This is that one opportunity Allah has granted them to visit the blessed shrine and Rawdah Anwar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, at least, qudsiyo ke darmiyan ahista chal, amongst those holy angels, 70,000 angels in the morning and in the evening, walk slowly. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Lakho kudsi hai kar khidmat par. Lakho kudsi hai kar khidmat par. Lakho girde mazar phir. چراغِ مزار پر قدسی ہر چراغِ مزار پر قدسی کیسے پروانوار پھرتے ہیں کیسے پروانوار پھرتے ہیں
Madine ki. Yes, dear viewers, all these ash'ar are indicating towards the angels that are present there. They will come to visit the blessed Rawdah Anwar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he says, Bargahe naz mein ahista bol. Now when you are there, ab tak hum sunte aa rahe hain ki humko wahan jana hai, aapne duaein mangi. And then subhanallah, the time came when you were there. You traveled the city of Medina. Now you have come to the actual bargah. And that in the actual court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is you and the golden chamber behind which, under the beautiful illuminous dome, the beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting. Now he says, Ye, bargah-e-naz mein ahista bol, in the court of the grace, in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, speak softly, speak with a low tone, speak respectfully. Whether you're making dua, you are asking, control your emotions. If you're speaking to someone else, control your volume and your voice. Do not raise your voice. Because Allah Kareem has mentioned this in the Holy Quran Pak as well. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabiy wa la tajharu lahu bilqawli kajhari ba'dikum li ba'din an tahbata a'malukum wa antum la tash'urun. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. In this verse, Allah Kareem commands the believers, speak softly. May it not be the case where your a'mal and your virtuous deeds are snatched and you may not even know that your deeds are gone. So the poet says, Ho na sab kuch raiga ahista bol. Least everything is ruined because you was raising your voice. Ahista bol, ahista chal. Walk slowly, speak softly. Subhanallah. As I said to you, that every country has rules and regulations of how you meet the president, the prime minister, when you are in the parliament home, in the house, how you would speak, how you would raise your objections. But this is that darbarga, this is that court. Allah Kareem has set the rules that if you are here, this is how you would speak, subhanallah. And if you break those limits and promises, then your a'mal and your virtuous actions will be snatched away. This could happen to you. And we think we've got so much of salah, so much of ibadat. I've performed so many hajj, I've given so much of charity. Least you knew that all of it is gone simply because of you raising your voice in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make tawbah. Repent in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the court of Allah azza wa jalla. Chale inshallah azza wa jalla, program ki khitam ki taraf hum waise bhi aa chuke hain inshallah. And I'm leaving it to both our respected Naat Khans. Aap chahe manqabat sunaye, chahe kalam sunaye, aapki marzi. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم
زه مقدر حضور حق سے سلام آیا پیام آیا جھکاؤ نظریں بچھاؤ پل ادب کا آلہ مقام آیا جھکاؤ نظریں بچھاؤ پل کے ادب کا آلہ مقام آیا یہ کون سر پر لپیٹے چلا ہے الفت کے راستے پر یہ کون سر پر کفن لپیٹے چلا ہے الفت کے راستے پر فرشتے حیرت سے تک رہے ہیں یہ کون سی ہے تیرا مایا فرشتے حیرت سے تک رہے ہیں یہ کون سی ہے تیرا قدم پر یہ راہ حق ہے سبل کے چلنا یہاں ہے منزل قدم قدم پر پہنچنا در پر تو کہنا آقا
سلام لیجے غلام آیا یہ کہنا آقا بہت سے عاشق تڑپتے سے چھوڑ آیا ہوں میں یہ کہنا آقا بہت سے عاشق تڑپتے سے چھوڑ آیا ہوں میں بلاوے کے منتظر ہے نیکی نہ صبح آیا نہ شام آیا بلاوے کے منتظر ہے نیکی نہ صبح آیا شام آیا یہ کہنا آقا بہت سے عاشق تڑپتے سے چھوڑ آیا ہوں میں بلاوے کے منتظر ہے رے نہ صبح آیا نہ شام آیا بڑی امید ہے سرکار قدموں میں بلائیں گے کرم کی جب نظر ہوگی مدینے ہم بھی جائیں گے اگر جانا مدینے میں ہوا ہم غم کے ماروں کا اگر جانا مدینے میں ہوا ہم غم کے ماروں کا مکینے گنبدِ خضرا کہانے سنائیں گے مکینے گنبدِ خضرا کہانے دل سنائیں گے یہ کہنا آقا بہت سے عاشق تڑپتے سے چھوڑ آیا ہوں میں بلاوے کے منتظر ہے لیکن نہ صبح آیا نہ شام آیا زہِ مقدر حضور حق سے سلام آیا پیام آیا جھکاؤ نظریں بچھاؤ پل کے ادب کا نام مقام آیا زہِ مقدر
اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ ماشاء اللہ زہِ مقدر حضور حق سے سلام آیا پیام آیا، جھکاؤ نظریں بچاؤ پل کے ادب کا اعلیٰ مقام آیا. The poet says, what great fortune, what a great blessing. Zahe muqaddar, look at your luck and your fortune, the qismat. He says, a greeting and a message has come from the honorable court. Lower your gaze, brimming with devotion. Jukhao nazare, lower your gaze, bechao palke. Lower your gaze and with love and respect, the highest station of reverence has now arrived. Telling the haji, telling the pilgrim, the devotee and the ashik who has had this honor of visiting the Mubarak Madinatul Munawwara, Subhanallah. And then the poet now, he says, and he's presenting various ways of explaining to the person who's gone there, respect the lands of Medina, watch where you have come. All these kalams that we have recited for the last 3-4 kalams, mashallah, we are speaking about Medina, the respect of the sand of Medina, the place of Medina, the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So many things for you to follow before you reach there. First, you need to learn the adab and respect of, when I'm there, how would I control myself and how would I behave in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Each movement and each action is very important. But see what the poet says. We all say to our family members, when you are there, present my salam. Yeah, make dua for me. Get this one tohfa for me. Get some khajur, get some zamzam for me. If it's possible, get me one tasbih, brother. Something from the lands that will remind me of Makkah and Medina. But this poet says, ye kehna aqa. Now these are the people who could not go for Hajj, who could not go for Umrah, who could not visit the Mubarak shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The poet says, ye kehna aqa bohot se aashiq talabte se chhod aaya hoon main. Allahu Akbar. You must say, oh my master, I have left many lovers behind in restless longing, in restless conditions. They are such devotees that I left behind. I came myself. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Bulawe ke muntazir hain. Bulawe ke muntazir hai, lekin na subh aaya, na sham aaya. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have left so many devotees behind. They are waiting for your call, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They presented the salam now only, but they are awaiting for your mubarak and blessed call. But neither has the morning come, nor has the evening come for them to be here as yet, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Make it possible for them to come. Make it possible for them to come, because we come or we are presented there upon the call of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If your call is not there, you can even reach right to the airport and come back to your girls. It happened to many people. And if your call is there, you can have not even a single penny in your pocket. You may have no money at all. But if your call is there, you will be presented in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Kareem take us all to Makkah and Madinatul Munawwara. زادها الله شرفا وتعظيما آمين يا رب العالمين. There are many other ashar of this kalam, but because of time, inshallah, maybe we can recite one manqabat in the court of our Mawlana Abu Qadir Sahib, inshallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
خدا کے فضل سے ہم پر ہے سایہ غوث اعظم کا. خدا کے فضل سے ہم پر ہے سایہ غوث اعظم کا. ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہے سہارا غوث اعظم کا. ہماری لاج کس کے ہاتھ ہے بغداد والے کے. ہماری لاج کس کے ہاتھ ہے بغداد والے کے. مصیبت ٹال دینا نام کس کا غوث اعظم کا. ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہے سہارا غوث اعظم کا. فرشتوں روکتے کیوں ہو مجھے
جنت میں جانے سے دیکھو ہاتھ میں دامن ہے کس کا غوث اعظم کا ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہے سہارا غوث اعظم کا عزیزوں کر چکو تیار جب میرے جنازے کو عزیزوں کر چکو تیار جب میرے جنازے کو تو لکھ دینا کفن پر نام والا غوث اعظم کا ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہے سہارا غوث اعظم کا اور جمیل قادری سو جان سے قربان مرشد پر جمیل قادری سو جان سے قربان مرشد پر بنایا جس نے تجھ جیسو کو بندہ غوث اعظم کا ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہے سہارا غوث اعظم کا
ماشاء اللہ ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہیں سہارا غوث اعظم کا مے دس آلویز بی آور کیس ان شاء اللہ اینڈ آور اسٹیٹ اینڈ آور سچویشن اینڈ سبحان اللہ اللہ کریم گرانٹ اس ٹرو لو ان ڈیووشن فار آل دی اولیائے کاملین سبحان اللہ دس برنگز اس رائٹ ٹو دی اینڈ آف ٹونائٹس پروگرام ڈیئر ویورز سبحان اللہ اف یو وانٹ آنر اف یو وانٹ ریسپیکٹ اف یو وانٹ ٹو بی آنرڈ ان دس ورلڈ دین کنیکٹ یور سیلف with the one whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted honor above all the creation. And that is our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I hope that this program has, subhanAllah, increased your love and devotion for Rasul Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is how we increase our muhabba for him, inshallah. Keep speaking about him. Follow his way. Follow his sunnah. Yes, smiling is the sunnah of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that smile became the sunnah. Yani his identity, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. اور ہماری آئیڈینٹی کیا ہے غصہ ہے اینگر ہے لا حول ولا قوت الا باللہ سو دیز آر ویریس ویز ٹو تھنک اباؤٹ ڈیئر ویورز دیٹ اف وی ریئلی وانٹ ٹو آنر ہم فالو ہز ٹیچنگز اینڈ فالو ہز فٹ اسٹیپس ان شاء اللہ عز و جل یو وڈ نیور گو رانگ رادر ان شاء اللہ عز و جل یو وڈ کانکر دا ورلڈ وین یو فالو ہز ویز اینڈ ہز پاتھ ان شاء اللہ اللہ کریم پاردن اس اللہ عز و جل فورگیو اور سنز اللہ کریم گرانٹ اس کلوزنس نیئرنس پراکسیمیٹی ٹو دی بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم انٹل نیکسٹ ٹائم کیپ اسمائلنگ کیپ ریسائٹنگ درود اینڈ صلوات اپون رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
پریزز اف دی چوزن ون Praises of the chosen
Rasulullah the chosen one a blessing to mankind
Rasulullah the chosen one a blessing to mankind
a guiding light forever in our hearts and minds